everybody, from the Nashville studios of the XBHS Radio Network on Printer's Alley here in the Music City. I'm Skip Oram, and this is episode 3 of Web Radio Today. On today's Web Radio Today podcast, we're going to be talking about acquiring web real estate. Today's episode should last just about 12 minutes. Oh, and also on today's podcast, I'll give you some information about my background and why I think my background will be important to the success of the XBHS Radio Network. And by the way, if you are listening to Web Radio Today for the first time, it might be a good idea to go back and listen to episode 1 to get a handle on what this podcast is all about. That's a short episode. It's less than 5 minutes. And then after you've done that, you can either go ahead and listen to episode 2 or come right back here to episode 3, and we will be right here. No internet radio station is going to be successful without an attractive and easy-to-use website. The website needs to be robust and strong so that it can handle the amount of traffic, storage, and the bandwidth necessary to keep the listeners happy, able to listen to your content easily, access it easily, listen whenever they want, and then most importantly, listen with no slowing down, no loss of content, no interruptions. Fortunately, everybody, for what I'm doing, my background includes a lot of experience designing and using websites. Web design, I've never really worked and made money in web design, but it's been a hobby of mine since the start of the internet. I'm not a coder at all, but I'm pretty good with the what you see is what you get design platforms. And I have a real good understanding of web storage and distribution of audio content on the web. In these podcasts, everybody, when I describe what I'm doing to build the website for xbhsradio.com, I'm coming from a position of a lot of experience and knowledge. A little disclaimer here, let me say up front that I have no advertising relationship or ownership position with GoDaddy.com, but I have used them ever since I started registering domains and building websites almost 17 years ago. So XBHSradio.com, it's going to be sitting on a GoDaddy WordPress platform, and I've purchased lots of storage and a whole bunch of bandwidth. By the way, even though the site is still under construction, you can visit it and see how we are doing so far. Visit xbhsradio.com and you can check it out. In fact, within the next couple of weeks, I plan to have a couple of test radio shows up and running so that we can begin to test distribution channels, speed, and the different types of audio players. Because I bring a lot of website design experience with me, I've been able to get the xbhsradio.com website up and running at a much lower cost than would normally be expected, especially if I had to pay a web designer to do all this work that I'm doing. I'm kind of proud that I've been able to save considerable costs both in the development of the website and the analysis of exactly what I'm going to need on the web to get this radio station going. I did, however, spend a little money and use a company called Elegant Themes to purchase a non-exclusive WordPress theme to use at xbhsradio.com. Again, that company's called Elegant Themes. They're at eleganttemes.com, and the particular theme I'm using, again, it's non-exclusive, is called Studio Blue. The cool thing, though, even though that Studio Blue theme is non-exclusive to xbhsradio.com, it cost a whole bunch of money to get it exclusively, but what Elegant Themes has done is they've put so many design options in there that you're literally able to customize that completely and make it your own. I wanted to let you know, though, that there are a whole lot of free WordPress themes that are out there on the web. And I have talked so much about the theme of the website that I probably should explain that a website theme is the overall color, styling, navigation plan, layout, those kinds of things that make up the overall look of a website. There still are some website issues that are going to need to be analyzed and studied, especially determining how the shows are going to be distributed, development of an audio player, and then development of a phone app for XBHS Radio. Of course, more on all of that as these Web Radio Today podcasts continue in the future. Remember, if you're listening to these Web Radio Today podcasts in real time, this one's being released on April 21st, 2018, you can go to xbhsradio.com regularly and watch the progress as we continue the design and setup of the XBHS Radio website. Okay, everybody, now it's time for the most nerve-wracking part, at least for me, of the Web Radio Today podcast, the budget report. Here are the costs associated with the stuff that I talked about on the podcast today. The XBHSradio.com domain name and security, $30. WordPress hosting at GoDaddy, $120. The cost of the ElegantTheme.com elegant theme that I talked about, $90. And those, by the way, everybody, are annual recurring cost to operate XBHSradio.com. So if we add those costs to the other costs that we've documented so far on Web Radio Today Episode 2, we are now at a total of $750 out the door. There it goes. And we haven't even gotten into the big ticket item of licensing yet. I am, everybody, at this point with the Web Radio Today podcast and where I am with the startup of XBHSradio.com, very anxious to get your feedback. So far, I've done Web Radio Today episodes describing what I'm doing, how I obtained my trademark, and then today's podcast about website building. I need your feedback and your help. My email address is skip@webradiotoday.com. Send me, everybody, your thoughts, your ideas. Tell me if I'm crazy if you want. Let me know if I'm doing something wrong or if I've gone in a wrong direction. I really want any advice that you are willing to provide. That email address one more time, skip@webradiotoday.com. Let's take just a few final minutes to talk about my background so that you can get some idea of who I am and what I might bring to the table in creation of XBHS Radio. I started working in commercial radio as a teenager, and then I did a radio show while I was in the Air Force. I also did a radio show in the South. But I began to realize very quickly that there were going to be some lean years ahead before I even began to make money, and I had a family I needed to support. So I decided to take advantage of the degree I earned at The Ohio State University. I went into teaching, and then I eventually transitioned into a pretty good, pretty decent job, corporate job in the healthcare industry. And then a few years later, I went off on my own and I created a medical practice management company using the internet. That company became very successful, and I was able to sell that, made some money on that. And so at that point, I decided, it was about 10 years ago, I took a gigantic all engines go leap into the voiceover business. And I became a fairly successful voiceover artist. I mentioned earlier in the podcast that I had a lot of experience on the internet, using the internet to develop websites and to create business. My medical management firm was heavily into the internet. And during the time that I was doing voiceovers, I'm still doing voiceovers, by the way, I created a couple of podcasts, Interval Training RX and the Get Fit Pod. The Get Fit Pod was real successful as a podcast. We had a big listenership, I think about 200,000 listeners all over the world. So I've decided to put all of that background together and use it to create the XBHS Radio Network, what I know is going to become the gold standard in internet broadcasting. And XBHS Radio so far is still targeted to be up and on the air July 1st of this year. And as I mentioned in episode one, these Web Radio Today podcasts are my blog chronicling and talking about the creation of the XBHS Radio Network. The next episode of Web Radio Today will be the first of what I'm guessing will be a couple of episodes dealing with licensing. Music licensing will be the biggest ticket item, money-wise, budget-wise, in the creation of this radio station. After all, music will be a large part of the product that we put on the air. So those should be interesting episodes of the Web Radio Today podcast. And my plan right now is to have episode 4 of Web Radio Today out and published, available for you to listen to in just a few days. Again, my email address, skip@webradiotoday.com. And for Web Radio Today, the XBHS Radio Network, I'm Skip Oram. Bye, everybody.